The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the January-February 2025 issue of Scout Life. We're going to look right at the front cover, and the title is, It's Snow Time! Strap on your snowshoes for a mountain adventure. Then we're going to look at down here at the right bottom, Stay Toasty in These Sleeping Bags, the perfect Pinewood Derby paint job, plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. Let's dig in. What we can look forward to in this issue, the departments we have on page 2, Airy on the Prairie, page 3, Heads Up, page 9, Ask the Gear Guy, Scout Life Headliners, page 10, Fitness First on page 41, also on page 41, Religious Emblems, page 44, Reader Favorites, page 46, What's Up on ScoutLife.org, and page 47, Think and Grin. The comics, page 28, Mazes and More. Page 32, Lion Pride. Tiger's Adventures on page 33. Wolfgang on page 34. The Bear Bunch on page 34. On page 35, We'll Be Loyal Scouts. Also on page 35, Arrowheads. Page 36, Dink, Dunk, and Desi. Pee-wee Harris on page 37. Wacky Adventures, page 38. Page 39, Scouts in Action. And on page 40, more Scouts in Action. And our features, on page 12, Walk on the Winter Side, with snowshoes on and sleds in tow. These scouts trudge up a snowy mountain. Page 16, Bundle Up, Winter Camping. Stay warm in one of these sleeping bags. Page 22, Happy as Clams. Pulling a meal from the sea requires determination and know-how. Page 22, The Ultimate Finish. When it comes to painting your Pinewood Derby car, you have lots of options. Page 24, Scouting Around. Be a good mentor. A mentor is somebody who supports and guides others. Here's how you can be one. Page 26, The Merit Badge Minute. Cycling, surveying, public speaking. And Scout Life, How to Make It, DIY Campfire Nachos on page 42. Let's begin. Page 2, Airy on the Prairie. Question or comment? Thank you for all the great articles and tips for scouts like me. It was really cool to read about all the different ways to keep warm in the winter. It made me think about how much fun it would be to go camping in the snow and build a snow fort, especially because I live in Hawaii. Overall, I really like your magazine, and I look forward to reading more issues in the future. That from Rob B. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Rob, I hope you can go on a cold weather outing sometime soon. I think I speak for most of us when I say we are generally jealous of your beautiful Honolulu weather. But every scout deserves a chance to see snow, too. Be sure to read about Troop 280 Snowshoeing Adventure on page 12. And have you ever looked into the Northern Tier High Adventure Winter Program? Some coordination with your troop and family and some fundraising could have you in the middle of one of the coolest, coldest scout trek destinations on the planet. Ah! Your magazine has been a great part of my life growing up. I used to see my brother get it and read through it. I always ended up getting it after they were done. Ever since I was able to remember, I've wanted to be a scout. When girls were able to join, I was so happy. Then, when you guys changed to Scout Life, my brothers finally let me look at this magazine with them. I guess what I'm trying to say is thank you. That's from Abigail J. in Vancouver, Washington.
Abigail? What a story! And a great example of exactly why Scout Life is for all Scouts, kids and young people around the country. That's why we love hearing from readers and making sure we're writing about the things they care about. Keep reading and keep in touch.
I really like to read Scout Life. My favorite part is What's Happening page. All the special dates are very interesting, but most of all, I like seeing the new movies that are coming out in the theaters. Often I go to the theater and watch them. That's from Rashid J. in Los Angeles Altos, California.
I'm right there with you, Rashi. I love the calendar on that page because it gives me a game for what to do for the month. And the movie? Nothing beats sitting your tail feathers in a theater seat to see whatever our editors are recommending. Check out the latest movie on page 4.
Opening shot, heads up. Happy birthday. On February 8th, Scouting America turns 115. The world and the life of a scout was far different in February 1910 when the Boy Scouts of America was founded. Heads up, what's happening? January, February. Calendar. January 4th is Perihelion Day, when Earth is closest to the sun. January 20th is a federal holiday celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. February 2nd is Groundhog Day. Keep an eye on Punxsutawney Phil. February 17th is President's Day. On this date, January 8th, 1815, General Andrew Jackson leads United troops in victory against the British in the Battle of New Orleans. Neither side is aware of the War of 1812, officially ended 2 weeks before. February 2nd, 1925. After mushing 674 miles, sled dogs arrived in Nome, Alaska, with a serum that stops a diphtheria epidemic. Lead dog Balto is later immortalized with a statue and movie, and this event inspired the creation of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. See it. Paddington and the Brown family set off on an exciting adventure in South America through the Amazon in the mountains of Peru to visit Aunt Lucy at the home for retired bears. Paddington in Peru travels to theaters January 17th, rated PG. Broadcast of Champions. College Football National Championship January 20th on ESPN. Super Bowl 59, February 9th on Fox, NBA All-Star Game, February 16th on TNT, and 67th NASCAR Daytona 500, February 16th on Fox. News and notes, heads up. Tossing your fruitcake. Fruitcake Toss Day is an unofficial holiday celebrated January 3rd. Is dedicated to having fun with leftover fruitcake from the holiday season by tossing them as far as possible, often in a competitive setting. One city, Manitow Springs, Colorado, is celebrating January 25th at its 30th annual Great Fruitcake Toss event. Contestants will compete for distance and accuracy using catapults, slings, and other contraptions, but nothing's more satisfying than just using your arm. Safe Surfing the Web. Safer Internet Day is observed on February 11th. You can do so many cool things on the Internet. Play games, connect with friends, shop, and more. Safer Internet Day is a time to promote safe and responsible web use. Observe this day by discussing safe Internet practices with your parents, teachers, or Scout leaders. It's the perfect time for Scouts with Scouts and Star Ranks to view the required personal safety awareness videos. Weblos and Arrow of Light Scouts have required personal safety adventures that include online safety. Read it. These are some of our favorite books of the month. Stranded by Nikki Shannon Smith. Ava eagerly leaves New York City for an adventure in the Adirondack Mountains with her Aunt Raven and stranded. She's left alone in a secluded cabin when her aunt is called away. An early winter storm destroys the cabin, leaving her isolated with no cell reception. Will Ava have the survival skills to get through the winter? Represent the unfinished fight for the vote. Michael Eric Dyson and Mark Favreau. Represent the unfinished fight for the vote. Chronicles the ongoing struggle for voting rights in the United States from the American Revolution to today. It highlights significant battles for democracy and introduces diverse figures who fought for their right to vote. The Frindle Files by Andrew Clements. In The Frindle Files, tech-savvy Josh Willett finds English class tedious because his teacher, Mr. N, insists on everyone writing everything by hand. When Josh uncovers that Mr. N is hiding more than just technology, he uses his tech skills to solve an old mystery. The Misfits by Copycat Conundrum. Lisa Yee and Dan Santat. After solving the royal rumpiest case, the Misfits team is excelling in their missions for NOC, the No One Can Know agency. However, they're puzzled when the classmate Zeke receives threatening notes. As they investigate, unusual earthquakes and missing art in San Francisco lead the Misfits to suspect a larger scheme. In The Misfits, a Copycat Conundrum. History Heads Up, page 7. Milestones to Black History. February is Black History Month, during which the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln, February 12th, and Frederick Douglass, February 14th, are celebrated. They made significant contributions to Black history. Here are some other people and events important to Black history. The Tuskegee Airmen, a group of Black pilots who fought in World War II and proved they could excel in combat, which helped bring about desegregation in the military. In 1863, Lincoln passed the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring enslaved people in some states were free. Douglass, a former slave, also played a crucial role. After secretly learning to read, Douglass escaped from slavery in 1838 using a sailor's pass and uniform. He eventually reached New York and in 1845 published his autobiography and became a prominent anti-slavery advocate. The Little Rock Nine. Nine Black students who demonstrated courage by enrolling in a previously all-white high school in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957. Their resilience played a significant role in the eventual end of school segregation. The March on Washington, a gathering to support equal rights in 1963 in Washington, D.C., where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech about a future with equal treatment for everyone. Read it. Claudette Colvin's bold stand against giving up her bus seat 9 months before Rosa Parks marked a significant moment in history, as chronicled in Claudette Colvin, I Want Freedom Now. Heads up, reader's page. My trip to the Nantahal River. My troop took a trip to the Nantahala River in North Carolina to go whitewater rafting and got a night at Camp Woodruff as a bonus. The hour and a half drive to the river from Woodruff was filled with anticipation and excitement. Unfortunately, the Nantahala River Dam wasn't letting out enough water, so we got sent back to camp. The trip back was the longest ever, and it was filled with disappointment. The troop leaders tried to reschedule the trip for later that week, but failed. When I returned home, I immediately got on my computer and researched rafting trips on the Nantahala River. I emailed my leaders my findings and hoped for a makeup trip. I got a response saying that if I could get enough people, they would make it work. I reached out to the entire group that was on the bus that disappointing day. The replies started flying in, and all was a go. After a few weeks, we floated down the river. The trip down the river was fast, cold, and wet. A big adrenaline rush. Overall, the rafting trip was a fun experience for all of us. And that's from Grant R. in Marietta, Georgia. Has anything exciting happened to you lately? If you have an adventure and are under 18, write about it and send it to Reader's Page, scoutlife.S306, P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas, 75015-2079, or via the e-form at scoutlife.org. You will receive the official contributor patch if we print your submission. Ask the Gear Guy, heads up. Question, should I get solar chargers? That from Adrian in Tucson, Arizona. Answer, for a weekend campout, you probably can do without a solar charger. Your investment in one would pay off on longer treks, though, especially in the backcountry, far from electrical outlets. A solar charger uses panels that fold out and can be pointed at the sun. They convert sunlight into power, which you can use to charge your cell phone or rechargeable batteries. There's quite a bit of camping gear now designed to use rechargeable batteries, such as flashlights, lanterns, and fans. Many solar chargers come with multiple power ports, like the Lion Energy 50W foldable solar panel. No-sew patches. You're hiking and your jacket gets snagged on a branch and rips. How can you fix it while on the trail? Simply slap a no-sew patch over the hole. Peel and stick these lightweight, durable patches to prolong the life of your clothing. Most attach to nylon and polyester fabrics, but no-sew also carries patches designed to cover denim, fleece, and merino wool. The patches are waterproof, machine washable, and weather resistant. Most can cover a 2x2 inch hole, though some designs are bigger. You can also find no-sew patches at the Scout Shop. They come in cute and cool designs, featuring animals, national parks, food, and artistic patterns. My favorites are the Smoky Bear patches. Question, how do I keep the inside of my tent clean and dry? That's from Connor in Benton, Arkansas. Answer, when you've been trekking through puddles, snow, or mud, you don't want to track any of that into where you're going to sleep. Place a towel, small plastic tarp, or utility mat, like the Born Outdoor mud mat, at your tent entrance, either inside or outside. It'll act like a doormat. On it, you can take off your boots and outer layers of clothing so that whatever you picked up from the trail doesn't get spread out around your tent's interior. One advantage to using a tarp or utility mat is that they're usually made with durable, weather-resistant materials, making them easy to clean and use again. The mud mat is made with 600 denier polyester rigstop fabric, which feels similar to some heavy-duty backpacking backpacks. Denier ratings measure a material's thickness. Ask the Gear Guy. Scout Life's Gear Guy is here to answer your questions about gear and gadgets. For more Gear Guy questions and answers in the Outdoors and Gear Guy section of scoutlife.org. Scout Life headliners. Hot on ice. Eagle Scout competes at World Camp. Brendan Shane, age 16, hometown, Rayford, North Carolina, scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 404, Rayford. He made headlines for competing in the Bauer World Cup Ice Hockey Championship for two consecutive years. The scoop? Brendan was selected to play for the elite youth team representing North America in 2023 and 2024. The North America Selects team consists of elite ice hockey players that are scouted from across the globe. In 2023, Brendan and the team won silver at the World Cup in Aosta, Italy. And in 2024, they placed sixth in Anglet, France. Brendan currently plays for the New Jersey Titans. Venturing forward, Eagle Scout serves as president. Andrea Marin, Lasagi, age 20, hometown, Palmetto Bay, Florida. Her scout rank, Eagle Scout and Pathfinder Troop 941, Miami, Crew 007, Coral Gables, Florida. Andrea made headline for being selected to serve as the 2024-2025 National Venturing Officers Association President. The scoop? Andrea has served at the Crew Council, territory, and national levels of venturing, most recently as the National Territory Venturing Vice President of Eastern Territory Support. She is currently a student at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. More Scout Life Headliners. Noah Besa, Rudraju, age 12, hometown, Wacabuck, New York. Scout rank, Troop 1, Pound Ridge, New York. Noah made headlines as a member of the team that represented the New England region at the 2024 Future City National Competition. Middle school students are tasked with designing and building models of futuristic cities that show innovative solutions to a sustainability issue. Noah's team built a city that was 100% electric. Hudson Sutton, age 18, hometown, Oakland, California. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 202, Oakland. Hudson made headlines for receiving a City of Oakland Mayor's Proclamation for his Eagle Scout project. Hudson, a fourth-generation Eagle Scout, built an Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA-compliant playhouse for a local public school district preschool that serves children of all abilities, including those with mobility challenges. And finally, we have John Swindling, age 10, hometown, Douglas, Massachusetts. Scout rank, Arrow of Light Scout, PAC 316, Douglas. John made headline by winning the 2024 Bill Fivas Young Numismatist Literary Award from the American Numismatic Association for his paper, The History of the 2010 Boy Scouts of America Centennial Silver Dollar. The national writing competition for students ages 10 to 12 is judged by expert coin collectors. John previously won in 2022 for his paper on the United States Mint's Golden Spike commemorative coins and medals. Walk on the Winter Side, pages 12 to 14. A 3.8-mile hike doesn't seem like much. You could probably walk one of those miles in less than a half hour. But if you're gaining more than 2,000 feet in elevation up a mountain and powering over snowy trails while pulling a sled full of gear, then it would take you a little longer. It took Troop 280 of Parker, Colorado, nearly 6 hours to make such a demanding hike last winter. It was a challenge, but the scouts didn't give up. They had a destination, a spacious cabin overlooking the snow-capped Rocky Mountains. The views were absolutely beautiful, says Chance Sundermeyer, 16, a life scout. Each window had a different kind of view. Then you go outside and the sun was going down. It was incredible. Checking out the scenery from the cabin definitely was a plus, but so was the journey there as the troop tried this winter activity for the first time, sleds and snowshoes. This campout required a lot of preparation, including booking the cabin a year ahead. It's a popular place, situated on the side of a mountain near Leadville, Colorado, offering spectacular views while sleeping up to 16 on bunks. With a cabin book, the troop had to figure out its next challenge, getting there. When you're walking in snow, your feet can easily sink into the slush, slowing you down and quickly draining your energy. To combat this, you need to spread out your weight. Wearing shoes helps you do this. Historians believe snowshoes were invented about 6,000 years ago. They were made with a piece of wood and some binding to attach to the feet. This simple design let the wearer walk on top of the snow, making travel much easier. The design hasn't changed much over the millennia. Though the materials and features have the lightweight aluminum frames and sharp crampons to add traction. For their troop, Troop 280 rented snowshoes. "We tried one type of snowshoe," says Eagle Scout Corin Brown, 16. "They had a metal frame and a rubberized canvas material and a mount for your boots. They could have carried all their stuff, but the scouts opted to use another winter device, Polk sleds. This is a sled you drag behind you, designed to comfortably and efficiently transport your gear. Before the outing, the scouts spent a day bunking their sleds and testing them out. Each sled took 4 hours to complete. The design was based off one of my dad found online," Corin says. "The base for each sled was purchased at REI, and the paracord, PVC pipe, epoxy, and bolts were found at Home Depot. We did some experimenting with making the brackets," Corin adds. "That was the only thing we had to fabricate ourselves." Slow going. With their great gear secured to their sleds and snowshoes on their boots. Despite the difficulty, the troop enjoyed the winter hike. They overcame challenges and got to spend time with each other. "It was the hardest hike I've ever done, but it was my favorite I'd ever done," says Fisher Wilson, a life scout. "Smaller snowshoes are also easy to use on steeper trails, while larger models are better for traveling across powdery snow. Make sure your equipment fits properly and is designed to handle your weight before your trip." We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.